Perceptual coding and perceptual techniques create breaks in the audio spectrum in the same way that neoliberalism and biopolitics create breaks in the spectrum of humanity. Perceptual coding refers to those forms of audio coding that use a mathematical model of human hearing to actively remove sound in the audible part of the spectrum under the assumption that it will not be heard. Neoliberalism and biopolitics use a mathematical model of human life to actively remove people from eligibility for moral and political personhood on the assumption that they will not be missed. They each use the same basic set of techniques. A normalized model of hearing, the market or life, defines the parameters of what should be included and what should be disposed of in order to maximize the accumulation of private property and personhood. These parameters are not objective, but grounded in what Jennifer Lynn Stover calls a listening ear, a socially constructed ideological system producing but also regulating cultural ideas about sound. Perceptual coding uses white supremacist capitalist presumption about the limits of humanity to mark a break in what counts as sound and what counts as noise, such as perceptions and presumptions about feminine voices like Suzanne Vega's. Perceptual coding suggests audio frequencies to the same techniques of government and management that neoliberalism and biopolitics subject people to. For this reason, it can serve as a specifically sonic cyberfeminist theory of oppression. Her hair has gotten wet. It shows us not just how oppression works under neoliberalism and biopolitics, but also its motivations and effects. The point is to increase the efficient accumulation of personhood as property by white supremacist capitalist patriarchal institutions. Privilege is the receipt of social investment and the ability to build on it by access to circulation. Oppression is the denial of this investment and access to circulation. For example, mass incarceration takes people of color out of circulation and subjects them to carceral logics, because this is the way such populations are most profitable for neoliberal and biopolitical white supremacist capitalist patriarchy.